Hello, I'm Robert Washburn, and welcome to Consider This Northumberland, a current affairs program dedicated to the issues facing our community. We talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life in Northumberland County. So I'm asking you, the listener, to take some time out of your busy day to consider this. The Coburg Public Library is now loaning books through a curbside pickup. This is all part of a major metamorphosis taking place led by Chief Executive Officer Tammy Robinson and her staff. They are reinventing the library and its place in the community, and it all goes back to the beginning of the pandemic in mid-March.
We had fiddled around a little bit with doing some programming online, very little, and it wasn't a huge success, but we decided that we would try again and see what we could do. And it started off just with social media postings about our ebooks and the databases and what you can get online, just reminding people. And then from there, when I started having meetings with other CEOs, we all started talking about our library staff that are working from home right now. They started coming up with suggestions saying, I'm at home, but I do story time with my kids. Do you want me to tape it? And we could offer it to the community.
The key was to see opportunities that existed.
Because we had made the decision to immediately cancel March break, we knew that that was just the beginning. And it was pretty much 2 days after the announcement that we started coming up with ideas of how can we reach out to our community.
The situation forced the staff to re-examine what is a library all about.
Absolutely. It has completely redefined what it is that we offer, what we're all about.
But it was more than that. It was looking at the relationships. With somewhere between 400 and 600 people per day coming into the building, it meant reimagining the connection with the members.
I think what we have learned is the importance and the treasure that a library card actually is. What we have done is anything that you want to access virtually, you get a card regardless of whether you had previous fines, whether your card was canceled. By making a library card available to everyone and anyone and removing library fines and all those other barriers, people are so excited to come back and use our resources. They're not embarrassed because they have a few dollar fines. They've lost their card. They got a brand new one, no questions asked. And the power of this card is really, it's something else. How just a simple library card can open up opportunities for people that they just didn't realize.
Suddenly, the library was offering guest speakers online, guitar lessons. The Seed Library was booming. One of the more successful experiments was something you would never think of.
So there's a few things that we're very excited about that we've not done before that have just skyrocketed beyond our wildest imagination. One of them is our virtual book club. We didn't know whether anyone would be interested because the whole point of a book club is to get together, have refreshments, and chat. Our book clubs ran anywhere from 5 or 6 people, maybe up to 10. We have 37 people signed up for one of our virtual book clubs, and that is incredible. So we're very excited about that.
For Tammy and her colleagues, things have changed, not just now, but for the future as well.
We've completely done a 180 on how we think or what we think the needs of our community are. We really thought that the library was something that people needed to experience in person to appreciate what we have to offer. We have been completely wrong about that. I think it's not necessarily the materials we have in the library, but it's the way we interact with them and what we can offer through those interactions. And I won't be surprised. In fact, I know for a fact there's going to be several of these programs that we will be continuing virtually, even when things go back to whatever the new normal is.
It seems there will be more to come. It would appear another chapter is being written at the Coburg Public Library as its ongoing story unfolds. Well, that's another story from Consider This. I want to thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Please listen to my regular current affairs show on Fridays at noon. If you would like to listen or share this or any podcast, please check out my website at consider-this.ca or you can go to the radio station's website at northumberland897.ca. And I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy day to consider this.